You're listening to an Anthony Black Family Law Podcast.
We often hear the term property settlement and assume that it is commonplace in all family law matters. But is that really the case? To answer the question, today I'm joined by Simone Barber, an accredited family law specialist and senior associate at Anthony Black Family Law.
One of the interesting things, Dan, is that you don't always get a property settlement, particularly if you have a relatively short relationship, and we do need to sit down and first assess whether there is going to be a property settlement entitlement. Dan, there was a really interesting and important case a few years ago in 2012 called Stanford. It was a case that went all the way to the High Court, and it reminded people that having a marital relationship does not automatically equate to a right to property settlement. And they said this is because there's no such thing as community of ownership arising in a marriage. And then that's really important if parties have kept their assets separate throughout the relationship. We really do need to look at whether, by keeping those assets separate, there should be, based on what's happened in the marriage, any change to those legal rights of ownership.
Simone, is it the case, I suppose, that you know most people would automatically assume that if they're living together and that there is a sharing of assets that they would be entitled to them?
And certainly that has always been the expectation, and I think this High Court case makes everyone stop and really look at the nature of the contributions that have been made. If I can give you an example, Dan, one person might own a house at the start of the relationship and the other person might come and live in that house. They might contribute some rent or pay for some other expenses and see that as a contribution that they've made. But what you've got to assess is whether they would have paid that anyway if they had been renting a property together. So it's not always the case that a direct contribution that you make equates to something that is significant from a legal perspective.
Simone, in that scenario, if it was the case that perhaps one of the parties in the relationship wanted to perhaps, you know, preserve their own assets, what are they able to do?
Well, Dan, absent from doing a special agreement that you can do called a cohabitation agreement or a prenuptial agreement, which you can also do during marriage, that is legally binding, there are certain practical steps that you can take that really do align with this case that we've been talking about. And really that involves keeping your assets separate, sharing any joint costs equally at the time they're incurred, and not asking the other person to contribute in any direct way to the financial costs of your property, and really being conscious of that throughout with good record keeping.
Thank you for listening. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate contacting Anthony Black Family Law on 07 3229 2444.